So how is Uncle Farhad doing?
Come on, you already know. He's working with Nima.
Yeah, I know, poor thing. Look where he's ended up now. From managing a company to selling plates and dishes. But I really like him. He's a genuine guy. I mean, he's prepared to live with the person who did this to him and bite his lip.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Come on, you mean with who?
I promised not to tell anyone, but I had to.
Would you stop playing around and tell me what's happened?
Do you promise to keep your mouth shut?
Of course, say it.
You didn't hear it from me. But the person who put Uncle Farhad in prison was your father.
What?
They were together. When your dad saw that things were in a bad way, he got out and Farhad had to take all the blame.
So their arguments are about that?
Leave it. I didn't want to upset you anyway. I wanted to buy some ice cream. I thought we'd eat together. How's that, huh?
Yeah, thank you. It's good.
Your dad really likes ice cream too, you know.
Would you spit it out? What do you want to say?
There's plenty of time. Eat up.
No, I have to go. I'm late.
Why are you in such a hurry?
Talk to me.
Nothing's happened. I accidentally saw your dad in the street.
What street?
It's not where that's important. Who he was with is important.
With who?
Said, we made a mistake by getting rid of the last one.
I'm out of here.
Would you please sit down? What's the rush anyway? Haven't you heard? You have to give the bad news little by little.
Okay, I don't want to hear anymore.
I saw your dad in the street. In Layla's car. They went round and round. And then went into a park and sat down. It was very romantic, like two lovebirds. Oh, you should have seen it. They had an ice cream and then they got up and had another little walk. I was very impressed.
Good joke. I had a good laugh, okay?
It wasn't a joke.
So what's your point?
But there's one condition. You can't tell anyone. You can't tell anyone I told you. Not now, not ever. But I think this one is serious, and you can't really do anything about it. I said to myself, Mohsen, who do you think you are anyway? You went to the restaurant to get this kid thrown out, and I don't know what happened, but you saw the woman in Bingo. Look here, maybe they got you out of the way deliberately so you won't disturb them.
That's enough, Sasan.
Look, don't take it so hard. I know he's always saying how pure he is and all that, but, well, he does have a heart too, you know. Look, I have a suggestion. Go back to the restaurant and catch them red-handed in a couple of days. Then Daddy Mohsen can't play the role of the perfect father now, can he?
Nima?
Yes?
I'm frightened.
Of what?
Of your father. What he says. His behavior, which is very harsh.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Saeed.
Hello. Hello. Go on in. It's not good to stand in the door.
You go on up. We'll come when we're ready.
Yeah. That's nice.
What?
It suits you, your shirt.
Thank you.
And if you want to color your hair, I know someone.
Is there something you want to say?
No. Well, yes. I saw Nima and Zore downstairs.
Nima and Zore?
Yeah, don't you think it's about time you did something for them?
What do you mean? What's happened?
What happened? That's exactly your problem. You think so much about others, but you forget about yourself.
What are all these sarcastic remarks for?
You can go downstairs and see it for yourself. That young couple are breaking up because of the conflict between you and Uncle Farhad. It's bad.
Please, Zore.
Hello.
Hello, Uncle.
Hello, Uncle Mohsen.
Hello, dear. Listen, Zora. Farhad and I go back a long, long way. As far back as your age and Yuma's. Our friendship has 1,001 reasons, but for our conflict has one reason. The only thing I ask of you is to respect me, not defend me.
Thanks, Uncle. But there's no problem.
Think about your life together. Your future. I don't want you to get involved in the games we adults play.
Sure.
Good night.
Let's go in.
Farhad.
Haven't you seen my keyring anywhere?
Hello, hello, my love.
Hello,
Mom. Nice to see you. How are you? It's so nice that you came over. Let's go sit. Thank you for that. Here you are, Zora, dear. Take this for Dad.
Why did Dad go into his room?
All the better. This way Zora is more comfortable.
Where did that key ring come from?
I don't know. One of your dad's friends gave it to him. Zora, dear, take this into him.
Let's hope that nothing happens, Mom.
Don't you worry about it.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hope you are well.
Thank you.
I'll just put your juice here. It's very beautiful. Please, I wanted to talk to you.
Yes.
I really do respect you and Marzieh as much as I respect my own mother and father. I was always frightened of meeting you, you know. I just really wanted to be a good daughter-in-law to you, like your own daughter. But sometimes the one very thing that one is running away from ends up happening. We spoke very badly to each other.
Me and you?
I really didn't mean to be rude to you, sir.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes things just happen even though we run away from them. Maybe you didn't mean it, but what you said was nothing short of being disrespectful.
I'm sorry. But believe me, I didn't mean anything by it.
And now?
I think that whatever you decided to do in the past is only your business. I don't know enough about you to be able to judge you like I did.
You're right. It is very wrong to judge others when you know absolutely nothing about them or what they did. It is a big mistake.
I told you. I agree I was mistaken. But do you agree that just because you know someone, it doesn't mean that you can judge them as well?
Made so much food, Mom.
I made the chicken and pomegranate for Zora, the chicken and rice for you and your dad, and the aubergine dish is from yesterday, dear. I haven't cooked a lot, love.
I say, do you think having the wedding in Uncle Reza's house is a good idea?
It's what you two want that's important.
You know how Zora is. She's not so fussy about having a big ceremony in a hall.
Thank God. I have a good and well-behaved boy like you, Nima, and a good daughter-in-law without high expectations.
Excuse me, Mom. Nima, will you take me home now?
Why, dear? I've made dinner.
I'd better go home now, Mom.
What happened, Zora?
Nothing. I did what you asked of me. I have to go now. Sorry to have troubled you, Mom. With your permission.
The children have gone.
Were they invited somewhere?
No. What did you say to Zori again?
She said some things, and so did I. I realized that I was very mistaken. Sometimes there are certain situations you get yourself into, and you say things that you later regret.
Everyone makes mistakes. It's nothing to do with age.
Remember on that day of the get-together I said this girl was rude?
Farha, don't say that girl. She's our daughter-in-law. Say Zori.
I thought she was rude to me because of something I said. But now I am almost certain that she doesn't fit in with us. I think she's no good for Nima.
So why don't you open it?
I know what it is. It's CDs for learning English language.
Come on, Dad wanted to cheer you up. He got you something that's useful to you. Is that so bad?
If they're useful to you, you have them.
So give it to your friend.
Yeah, give it to my friend and say to him, son, pay more attention to your studies. These immoral films you watch will destroy your soul. Think more about improving your English.
Is that what Dad said? Take it easy. Forget it.
How can you go and say forget it, forget it? Believe me, I want to forget it. But what about my friend? Take it. However much I tried, he wouldn't take it.
It's okay, bro. I'll go and talk to him myself.
What are you going to say to him? He wants those CDs of his.
I'll sort it out.
You forgot your keys, as usual. My dear, lovely, understanding cousin. Goodbye.
No. We don't have such an address around here. And I've been living here for quite a long time. I haven't seen such a number. Not the new numbers or the old.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else, sir?
Sorry to bother you.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Hello, Auntie.
Hello.
Are you okay?
What?
Tell me, do you think these arguments are ever gonna finish?
God willing, they will. You go and get on with your own business.
No. These deep-rooted old conflicts won't just go away like that. Especially if one has mistreated the other, and no one knows anything about it.
What on earth are you talking about, Zaid?
About that which everyone is trying to cover up. The friction between Uncle Farhad and Dad.
It's not your business. Don't interfere.
Stop pretending you don't know, Auntie. Whenever Dad and Uncle Farhad see each other, what happens, huh? Tell me.
So?
The way they speak, the look in their eyes, it's almost like they're swearing.
Then there must be something more that I don't know about. Has your dad said something to you?
Me tell you so that you can go and tell everyone, huh?
I won't, Saeed. Has your dad said something?
No, you'll let on. You can't help it.
If you don't want to say it, go.
Okay, if you insist, I'll tell you. Sometime in the past, Dad and Uncle Farhad were up to something together. When one of them gets crafty and puts all the blame on the other one. I don't want to mention any names. And that's why Uncle Farhad is so upset. I don't want to find out everyone knows, okay? Goodbye. Hello? Hey!
Cheers, cheers, Saeed, my mate.
What's up?
Gosh, you know, I really missed you.
And I really missed you, too. How's the singing going?
What can I say? It's all the fault of my fair weather friends. Especially as singing has become more important to me than food on the table.
Hello there, Layla.
Hello to you, Saeed. You've come to look in on Yavar. Good for you, he's on his own.
I've come so that he won't be on his own anymore, if you'll allow it.
Oh, really? Are you looking for work?
Yeah, my study program is a bit lighter, and once I've set my exams, I won't have much to do.
If you're looking for work and an income, I can actually find you a better job through one of my friends.
What's wrong with this job?
Nothing.
Why do you think I'm above doing such work?
Well, for a student of agriculture, there are better jobs going.
No, I have no problem doing this kind of work. I like the atmosphere, too.
An atmosphere without beta, though.
I know.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's okay with me.
And it's okay by me, too.
Thank you very much.
I think you'll have to repair the motorbike, although this time it's just a puncture.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? No, I'm coming. I had to see to something first. Goodbye.
Yavar, give me the key to your bike.
What for?
I have to do something, Yavar.
Hello?
Hello?
What happened? Did you find her?
No. The street, yes, but the house, no.
What does that mean?
It means the girl was lying. There's no such number and no such family. Okay, so please, come in. Come in.
Thanks. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Saeed came to see me today. He wants to come back to work again.
You didn't agree to it, did you?
I did.
Really? Why would you do that? But you know all about Saeed's problems.
Because he insisted, I agreed. And anyway, Beta doesn't work there anymore. I think him wanting to work there has another reason.
What reason?
I don't know, but I'm sure it's not because of the work.
Last night when he was speaking to me, he was sarcastic.
You should watch him, but don't get angry with him.
But when he says that he likes that girl, should I just stand by and watch? I think Saeed should know that he has given a false address. Maybe the rest of what he says is a lie.
Please tell him. But you should be ready with an answer because he might ask you where you got the address from.
I'm worried. His behavior, his hiding things, means soon enough he'll make another mistake, and I'm really worried.
I understand. This terrible thing happened to me 4 years ago. Mohsen. Excuse me. Mr. Mohsen. Please let me talk to him.
way! Hey, hey, hey. Are you all right, sir? You sure you're okay? Hey, you should be more careful, friend.
If you don't mind, I have to go. I'm in a hurry, really.
Yeah, this man had a lot of things to do, too, before you crashed into him.
Well, there's nothing wrong with him. You're exaggerating. He doesn't need hospitalizing.
What do you mean, nothing wrong with him? He needs x-rays from head to toe so we can be sure there's nothing wrong with him.
What are you saying? Sir, I apologize. How much do I owe you for the fruit?
What? You mowed this man down and now you want to pay for his fruit?
No, son. Thank God I'm all right. Let him go.
No, sir. You won't realize till later on if there's something wrong.
Come on. What's it to you? This man is sitting here safe and sound. He doesn't need a lawyer.
This lad has his own things to see to. Let him go. I'm okay.
What can I get for you, sir?
Excuse me. Please wait for a second. We're waiting for someone else to come. Thank you. Thank you.
He's here.
He's here.
As soon as I see him, I feel all nervous.
Don't forget, we invited him here to make a deal with him.
Hello. Good day.
Hello. Good day.
Hello.
Please, please, sit.
We could have arranged to meet in a better place.
It's not bad here. What would you like to have?
My mother-in-law knows my taste better than me.
Yes, that was once true.
I haven't changed, huh?
I'll have chicken with rice. He usually has kebab and chicken.
Okay.
Yes, didn't I say she knows my taste better than me?
Excuse me. Two chickens with rice and, kebab and, chicken with all the trimmings. Thank you.
It would be nice if we agreed on other things, too. So, Leila, I have come here because you asked me to. Even though I don't think we can reach an agreement.
By talking, we can reach an agreement.
I don't know who this man is or what his relationship to you is. But he seems to be a real gentleman and a very reasonable person.
That's very kind of you. Actually, I've come here to help solve some sort of problem.
Well, it really all depends on Leila being reasonable.
Well, to my understanding, the court gave you 20 days to reach an agreement with the buyer.
It can all be sorted in a day.
So what's your offer, then?
Leila is aware. We've been caught up in all this for a year now.
Well, then think that I don't know anything about it. Start from the beginning, then.
Leila and I had a shared piece of land. According to the agreement, I was supposed to sell the plot and give her her share. But halfway through, she started messing about.
He had no share in the plot.
Yeah, well, the deeds I have say half the plot is mine.
Yes. You tricked Saba into putting the land in your name.
I tricked her. They call it love. A woman who loves her husband puts everything in her husband's name.
My Saba was fooled by you.
Hang on. Saba can say it for herself.
I am telling you I have the deeds for half of the plot. What can Saba say?
So where is she now?
How should I know? You should ask her. She's her mother.
What about you? Are you her husband? Is she running away from you?
Yes. Unfortunately, because she kept telling Saba what an evil person I am, she got up and left me.
And where did she go?
I don't know. For a while she was with her friend, but it seems she's moved on. There's no point in all this. Let's get down to business. There's only one solution, and that is she gives me all my checks and promissory notes back. I'll pay off the buyer and call off the deal. Finished.
Well, after the buyer gets his money and he annuls the contract, you'll get your checks and everything.
That money has been spent on Saba, on your grandchild. Those checks and promissory notes belong to strangers. They have to be cashed so I can give the buyer his money.
What's all this about checks and promissory notes?
I asked for checks and promissory notes equaling the value of the land when he asked for power of attorney to build on it.
As you can see, she didn't trust her son-in-law.
And you can see that I was right not to trust him.
Those documents were given as a guarantee.
We can do something else. I'll give the checks and promissory notes to the buyer and get his consent. How's that?
What did I tell you? I knew from the beginning this meeting was pointless. Whatever happens from now on, she is responsible.
Hey, Mehran.
It's not important. Let him go. The law will judge between us.
That's absolutely right. The law will judge between me and Saba as well.
Hold up, Mehran. We were supposed to come to an agreement.
What can I do? Layla just repeats herself over and over again.
Wait. You don't want to go back to prison, do you? So where's Saba? If we find her, I'm sure she'll be able to help us.
Saba is sick, sir. She's sick and she continues getting worse with every day that goes by. I've put in a formal complaint that Saba is not fit to take care of my daughter. Any day now, I will take it to the coroner and get it approved. I didn't want to say this in front of her mother. Also, if I don't get the checks and promissory notes, it will make things even worse for Saba.
Please forgive me. I know I was supposed to keep calm, but that man has ruined me and my daughter's life.
We have to find Saba.
I really don't know where she is, but she knows where I am. If she wanted to, she could have come to me.
We have to go and find her. Whatever number or address you have for her, give it to me.
What did Mehran say about Saba?
What's up?
Nothing. How are you doing?
You know, Mohsen, even though he's behind all Fahd's misfortune, he's not such a bad guy.
Don't be fooled by his appearance. He can be very hot-headed sometimes.
Well, what do hot-headed people act like when they're in love?
I don't understand. What do you
mean? I hope that somehow, someway, in the name of love, he'll persuade Layla not to jump around on my tail.
Look, I know everything about him. Whatever you need to know.
Where's his son?
In the restaurant. After finding out about his dad's romantic relationship and showing him up.
Invite him over tonight, and we'll tell him how to go about it. Huh?
Yavar, give this to Mashraim.
Oh, dear. Poor me.
Hello, Mrs.
Hi, hello.
Hello, how are things? Everything okay?
Fine, but it's killing us being understaffed.
So where's Saeed?
You can never know with him.
As soon as you left here, Saeed just took my bike and came back a few hours later, but the bike was completely wrecked.
This is the best pizza in Tehran.
So they say, but I'm not hungry.
Look, I know you're upset. But you know what upsets me more is that they think that you're stupid and still a kid or whatever.
Thanks a lot for that.
That girl had to be sacked and you had to lose your job too. So no one would find out about Mohsen and Layla.
I actually liked her at first. I thought she was a nice lady. Now I can't stand her.
It's this pretending to be so high and mighty I don't like. When they're young, they do whatever they like. And again, when they reach a certain age, they do it again. And they give us all the do's and don'ts.
I just didn't think they were so selfish.
Hey, where to?
I don't feel good. I think I'm just gonna walk home.
Hey, that thing I told you about my friend. You know, the one who has a problem with a big plot of land?
So?
Layla has a load of my friend's checks and promissory notes. And now, all of a sudden, she supposedly needs money. She wants to cash them, man.
So what does that have to do with me?
The checks and promissory notes are in Layla's office.
What's his problem, then?
Well, if my friend goes to prison, I'll lose everything, too. Even that shop.
Why are you mixing the two things? What do the checks and promissory notes have to do with the shop? And who's your friend?
My friend is the one who has a share in the shop. The problem is that if he has to sell the shop, he'll sell it off cheap and we'll get next to nothing.
So what do you want me to do?
Hello, Saeed. So where are you? Well, if you couldn't come, you should have told me. I wouldn't have come all this way. What? You've had an accident? Okay, I understand. I will see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Said, that guy is really bothering me. He doesn't listen. He and his friends want to beat me up.
Okay, you're not alone for them to come and hate you. Go and give these to him and finish it off. And if he doesn't accept them, I'll come and finish it off in another way. You got it?
Lets me sleep, huh?
Hey, why are you still asleep?
What's it to you?
Can't say anything to you. I've got breakfast so we can eat.
Look, Said, something's up with you. What, with yesterday? And now today, coming here at the crack of dawn?
Do you sleep here?
It doesn't have anything to do with you, wise guy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Said, tell me what side of the bed you got out of this morning spending your money on me.
Tell me, does Layla always have her breakfast in her room? And then she comes out and goes to see to her work?
If she has work to do, yes. But if she doesn't, she goes to her room. And at 9 o'clock, she goes and checks on the kitchen. So tell me, you want to see Layla?
No, I just remembered my first day at work when she thought she was going to sack you. Do you see how much she trusts you?
Who says she trusts me?
Well, she has given you all the keys. That means she trusts you, of course.
Are you that naive or just pretending to be? She's only given me the front door key.
What if something important comes up and Layla's not here? What are you going to do then?
Mash Rahim has all the keys.
And he hasn't come yet, has he?
Why, do you want to see him?
No.
Come on, what's up with you?
No. Look here. You take this, the cheese, right, you see? You then put it on the bread as much as you want, and you add a teaspoon of jam, and then finally, up. So you got it?
I mean, there's something up with you.
You know the reason, don't you?
Pizza?
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
What time is it? Oh, you got me talking and I forgot my exam.
What on earth has it got to do with me, huh?
I'm out of here.
He's nuts.
Brother, for God's sake, help me out here.
Well, let me see. Have I got it right? Mohsen and Farad were in something together. Mohsen does a disappearing act, and Farad takes the fall. Yes? Really, really. Who told you all this?
Why don't you tell me? Is it true or not?
Ah, of course it's not true.
So then what's their problem? Why do they get at each other? Why have they become enemies?
I don't want to say that nothing happened. But whatever it is, it's over and done with now.
What? What's over and done with, brother? You know something you're not telling me, don't you?
God help us. I don't understand why you insist so much.
Brother, can't you see that it's destroying our life? Nima and Zora on one side, and Mohsen and Farhad on the other. And there's no way I can put up with Farhad's bad temper anymore.
Okay, you really want to hear it. So listen. 5 years ago, when Farhad got into trouble, he expected Mohsen to help him out. But Mohsen wasn't prepared to help him. That's the story.
That's all of it.
Yes. And now that he's back, he feels that he has lost out on life. I believe that this is one of the reasons for his frustration now.
Fine, but what does Farhad falling behind have to do with Mohsen?
Farhad and Mohsen are old friends you haven't forgotten. Going to the war front, their work, their friendship. It's only natural for him to compare himself to Mohsen and suffer.
I still don't understand why he hates Mohsen.
You won't let me keep this to myself, will you? My dear sister, jealousy always has a reason. Farhad was once right on top. He had everything. Now where is he? Huh? But if you ask me now, he is working and earning honest money. And it's all for the best now. But what's more important is how he feels. Marzea, you have to help him forget the past.
Said, did you win or lose?
Win or lose, I don't know, but because I really like that subject, I'll probably have to take it again next term.
So you failed it again, huh?
Hey, Ali, talk to this professor and get him to give me 3 or 4 marks so I don't fail, huh?
Just 3 or 4 marks? So why stop there? If you want a few more, just tell me.
Okay, then. So how about a B?
What nerve. Said, when thinking about marriage, how well do you think you should know the person, huh?
Really well.
What do you mean by very well?
Well, you know, you should know exactly where they live, what their family is like, what food they like, what color they like. You should know about these things. You shouldn't close your eyes to these things and get married. All the rest is unimportant.
Hey, man, come on. I'm really being serious now.
What's this about? Is it an ethics class? Or are you getting at something else, huh?
Well, what do you mean by that, Said? I want you to give me some advice so I don't get it wrong. For me, their family is very important. In my opinion, I think you can know a person through their family and background.
Okay, tell me more so I can advise you in the best possible way.
Their individual behavior is important. How they speak, how they dress, their beliefs, faith. These are all important for getting to know a person, you know? What they do and eat, what does that matter?
Come on now, get to the point.
The point? The point is, well, I think a person should open their eyes to the whole picture so they don't make the wrong choice.
Right, now let me advise you. You're a very sensible guy, Ali. Sensible people usually make rational decisions and fall in love less. Fall for someone less often. But for me, life without love is meaningless. You see, Ali, I'm that kind of guy. Now you have to choose what kind of guy you are.
4 chicken kebabs, 2 sultani. Okay, do you want a yogurt drink too? 2 yogurt drinks, and I'll send you a fizzy drink too. What was your customer code? 1302. Okay, sir, goodbye. I don't know what my job is. They're messing me about. Am I a delivery boy, an operator, a guard? You don't seem to realize I'm one of the artists of this country. When my cassette comes out, will you still treat me the same way?
Stop moaning and groaning. Here's 5 more meals.
Leave me alone. My nerves are on edge. They're messing me about, I tell you. Wait till I have my concert. You guys aren't getting tickets.
Hello.
Hello, Said. How are you? Where on earth have you been all day, huh?
What's up? Is this your idea of a welcome?
Huh. Here, welcome. 5 deliveries. Get going now.
Yes, boss. I came earlier from uni to do just that, didn't I? Where's the big boss?
On my head. 1 minute she's here, the next minute she's there, she's gone to the kitchen.
Don't upset yourself. Come on, dude. I'll deliver them all.
I know you're all taking advantage of me. I just know it. Hello, Layla.
Was that Said?
If anything needs doing, leave it to me.
No, just make sure you answer the phone, that's all.
Ma'am, the rice is nearly finished.
I knew that. I'm going to order some now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Here you are.
Thanks. There are 2 here. There were supposed to be 3.
Excuse me.
That's fine. Thank you. Sir, here you are.
Thanks. Hello, Mashrahim.
Oh, our Said. Welcome back. What made you come back here, son?
Because everyone is so good. Because of the feel of the place. I just couldn't stay away.
Mataj, words like that can only be heard from such a decent person.
Don't believe him, Mashrahim. From the beginning, he had other things in mind but work.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Said-san, did you want something?
Huh? No, nothing.
So don't just stand there. Come and help us.
No, 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 Mashrahim. I have to get to university. Do you know where Layla is?
She's at the bazaar shopping.
So I won't trouble you then. I'll see you around.
God be with you. Mataj!
Yes?
Come over here, dear.
What is it, Mashrahim?
Mataj, take the set of keys from my jacket's pocket, open the door to Layla's room, go and bring me the order she wrote from a table. There's a wedding tomorrow. I need
it. Okay. The keys are not here.
What do you mean they're not there? Take a look again.
I think you left them at home.
What do you mean I left them at home? It can't be. This morning I opened the door with the keys.
You come and look yourself. There's no keys here.
It can't be. They must be here.
Hey, Sasan. No, they're not here. I can't find them. I've searched everywhere. I'm so sorry, I don't have the key to the safe. Right, okay then. Goodbye.
تو امیدم من نمی اما داری از دست من میگیری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه امون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه من اونقد عشق میریزم که برگردی شبایی را که بیدارم شاید از گریه خوابم باز درارو باز میذارم نمیترسم مگه گاهی دعامون بیاثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دار که برای تو از تو چشماشو یه لحظه